Recorder's on.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the February 19th meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Commissioner John Ellen for our invocation, then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. God of justice and mercy, thank you for the gift of life and the opportunity to serve the people of this town. Help us to act with character and conviction. Help us to listen with understanding and goodwill. Help us to speak with charity and restraint. Give us a spirit of service. Remind us that we are stewards of your authority. Guide us to be the leaders your people need. Help us to see the humanity and dignity of those who disagree with us, and to treat all persons, no matter how weak or poor, with the reverence your creation deserves. And finally, Father, renew us with the strength of your presence and the joy of helping to build a community worthy of human persons. We ask this as your sons and daughters, confident in your goodness and love. Amen.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the consent agenda. Do we have any questions or concerns, or I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Thank you. Next is public comment. I'll get to the names in just a minute.
Mr. Mayor, yeah. I forgot to adopt the agenda.
I'm sorry. I jumped right over that, Beth. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is adoption of the council agenda. I don't think we have anything to add or remove, so I'll accept a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as printed.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next is our public comment. Persons making public comments shall do so from the podium to provide their name and address and are limited to 3 minutes. Our written and email comments will not be read in the meeting and will be included in the but will be included in the minutes of the meeting. Speaking out of turn from the audience and inflammatory, immaterial, or irrational comments are not permitted. A comment seeking a response may be responded to by council, addressed during department head reports, or delegated to staff to address. Our first person is Tim Holbrook. Tim, if you would, give us your name, address, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Tim Holbrook, 209 I Avenue. I've been a full-time resident here for 20 years. My family has owned property here for 55. But first, I want to thank the town for assisting this endeavor. What a beautiful thing. I've been involved in it for many years. What is it, $140,000? But I'm speaking on behalf of a friend and neighbor. She lives at 822 Cutter Court. She's been a resident here for 6 years. She's infirm, health issues. And over the last years, Denise threatened me her water bill. Over the last years, it's been $80, $90. And then all of a sudden in August, her water bill was $1,775. She lives alone. In September, her water bill was $1,100. I contacted the town, and I'm not a plumber, but I'm a general contractor. We saw no problems. The town came out, and much to my surprise, I turned everything off on the house side of the meter, and the meter kept running. Three guys from the town came out, They turned off the meter stopped running. Immediately after, they turned the meter back on, and it did not run, and their last month's water bill after that was $84. This is, and I have had, in speaking with the mayor, he knows this, they cut her water off. I contacted a dear friend of mine, Gene Mullins, who's done a lot of work for me, a general contractor. They came and inspected. They saw no issues. I brought that to the town, and I was told that I needed to get a licensed plumber. I paid $150 for another licensed plumber to come and look at it. No issues. And the water bill has been the same for the last couple months, $85. This is clearly in every plumber that has looked at it and other people that I have talked to, this was a water meter failure. So her current bill is $2,900. I cannot stand for that. And so two plumbers had come looked at it. There was no repairs necessary. I don't mind being out $400 to turn the water back on, or the $150 that I paid, $125 to another plumber. Clearly there's an issue of some of the water meters. If the guy turns it off, it stops running. He turns it back on and it's not running. There's a water meter issue failure. Okay. And I would hate for this person to be held accountable for that $2,900. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will address your concerns.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Rob Johnson.
Good evening, my name is Rob Johnson. I'm a resident. My wife and I just came here a year ago in November, 741 Settlers Lane. So we're very happy to live here. We love the town. We invite all of our friends and everybody that we can to come stay over and enjoy. What we used to do, about three times a year, we would enjoy everything Kira Beach has to offer. We just love it here. So just a little bit concerned. We love to come to town meetings and see what's going on. But with the idea about Facebook pages, I wanted to mention that I think a Facebook page would take power and influence away from elected and appointed officials. I think that Facebook is a really powerful thing, and I think it can easily get out of control. And even the people that think they want it end up realizing maybe that they shouldn't. So I just wanted to offer that comment. I love Kira Beach, and I'm very thankful that we live here now permanently. And you know, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. Roy Irwin.
Hello, thank you for letting me speak. My name is Roy Irwin. I live at 301 Settlers Lane. I want to talk to you today about pickleball. It's a great sport for our aging population. However, there's one negative aspect associated with that sport, and it's the noise level. On the average, every time the plastic ball is hit with a hard paddle, it creates 70 decibels of sound. This is twice the sound of a tennis ball being hit. It usually occurs every 4 seconds. USA Pickleball is aware of this problem from numerous complaints from the communities that surround pickleball courts. They are working on developing new paddles and balls. Until then, the noise will continue. I live a quarter mile from the basketball courts where this sport is played. Unless there's a strong north wind, my neighbors and I can hear every shot. This lasts up until 10 o'clock at night. It may go on later, but I'm in bed with the windows closed. It's starting to really get annoying. We don't hear any other noise generated from the park except for an occasional cheer. I see there are either 6 or 9 pickleball courts in the works for Joe Eaves Park. This is going to be a nightmare for the surrounding residents. It's going to sound like a nail gun going off every second or half second if all the courts are full. I am asking council, if they go ahead with the construction of these courts, to please consider a noise abatement and restricted hours so those of us that live near the courts can have some peace and quiet, especially at night. I hope each of you will take the time to Google pickleball and the noise it creates. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. Okay, Barb Irwin.
Barbara Irwin, 301 Settlers. Thank you for letting me speak and thank you for your service to the town. On tonight's agenda, you will be voting on two members to join the Planning and Zoning Commission. I also read there is not a conflict of interest from appointing a member to an advisory board when that appointee has a close, familial relationship with a town official or an employee. That may be true, but a financial gain may not be the only conflict that could arise. I do not know either candidate for the job, and they might be qualified for the position. However, I urge town council to consider the optics of this. A financial gain may not be the only benefit that can arise from this situation. Decisions made by town council on planning and zoning can have a negative impact on one area of the town, but may benefit others in the town. There needs to be diversity of all members in all committees within our town so we are all represented. I know of one committee that is making decisions that will have a negative impact of many residents in our community. However, there isn't any representation from that community that will be negatively impacted. This has led to much tension and frustration within our community. This might have been avoided if there was more diversity on that committee. As I said before, and I will say it again, there needs to be term limits for all committees. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Judy Larrick.
I'm Judy Larrick. I lived at 645 Settlers Lane for 25 years. And believe it or not, I'm not here tonight to talk about the bike path. I'm here tonight. I wrote an email last week to council objecting to the P&Z appointment of Connie Merkel's husband, Tony Karboski. I made it clear that there was no town policy against it. Attorney Eldridge's memo, including the attached resolution ethics policy, confirms that unless there is a financial gain, there is no conflict of interest. However, I objected on the basis of appearances, how it looks to KB residents, and the future potential issues. P&Z recommendations affect protecting our land use plans, residents, and developers' actions, and the future of small town KB with council's vote. Especially in today, with the corporations and hedge funds spending huge dollars for island and KB land, KB's future as a small town atmosphere and growth is at stake. Family members, close relatives of council serving especially on P&Z give the appearance of a sixth council member. Council should pass a separate resolution pertaining only to council members, unlike other town employees who don't vote, that prevents family members from serving on P&Z or other policy commissions that require actions by the council. Appearances matter as well as financial conflicts. Hello, Supreme Court. Council tonight should also not approve Tony Karboski's appointment for P&Z. There were other well-qualified applicants, even historical preservation backgrounds, to consider with this underlying potential future conflict. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, next on the agenda we have we have no presentations tonight. Next is a couple legislative hearings. The purpose of our first legislative hearing is to receive comments on the proposed text amendments to the following sections of the Crewe Beach Code. Chapter 15, Zoning Regulations, Modifications to Required Lot Area and Required Yards Setbacks, 15.10.040 and 15.38.030. Notice was published in the Pleasure Island News on February 1st, 2024 and February 8th, 2024 and was posted on the bulletin board and on the town website on February 1st, 2024. At this time, I'll open the public hearing. If you have comments pertaining to these changes to the zoning regulations, please come forward, give us your name and address, please.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we close the hearing, seeing that no one is prepared to speak on the issue.
Okay, at this time, I'll close the hearing, and we will address the issues later in the meeting under P&Z business. The second legislative hearing is to receive comments on the questions of establishing a verifiable 10% participation goal by historically underutilized businesses in certain building projects. Notice was published in the Pleasure Island News on February 8, 2024 and was posted on the bulletin board and the town website on February 5, 2024. At this time, I'll open the hearing, the legislative hearing on this matter. If you have comments, please come and speak at the podium, please. All right, hearing no comments, we'll close that hearing and we'll have a resolution that we will adopt later in the meeting, or we'll consider later in the meeting. All right, next is committee business. First Bike Pig Committee, any report?
All the chair, sub-chair, and many of the members, we did have a good meeting this month, but they are out of town and have deferred a couple of issues to the March meeting.
Okay.
So there's nothing further to report.
Thanks, sir. Community Center Committee? I don't think our chair is here. We did meet and talked about some events and hopefully have some news to share next month. Historic Preservation? You know, done nothing on that. Marketing Committee? Connie, have y'all met?
Tomorrow. We meet tomorrow.
Okay. Marketing Committee meets tomorrow. Planning and Zoning Commission. Byron, I think you have a couple things.
Yeah. Thanks, Mayor and Council. In follow-up to the legislative hearing that we just had, and just to clarify what is being attempted here, RA1 and RA3, two of our residential zones, already contain language that deal with lots that are smaller than what are typically required. So the primary purpose here, first off, is really just to provide consistency across all the residential zones and to make sure that it's perfectly clear that we are only now recommending this reduced setback opportunity for lots that are smaller than what are typically required. So it's typically a typical lot, nothing changes. These are, again, for these very small, average lots that exist throughout the various residential zones. And we wanted to make sure that, again, it was crystal clear how the calculations work. I mean, there's no setback changes to front or back. This deals with sides only. And it's a very, very specific formula that's used that potentially would allow a very small lot, instead of having a 5-foot setback on the sides, to have that reduced to as low as 3, again, based on that very specific formula that's described. So, again, we weren't trying to, you know, kind of change anything significant here. Again, mainly consistency and to ensure that those very, very small parcels have some opportunity for development.
All right, so I tried to do the math in my head. Does it reduce what was, or is it exactly the same, or it depends on the lot. So I looked at what is deleted and then what is added to 1538. And so I understand the front rear yard, which is exactly the same. It's the side yard that 1/2 foot for each foot the lot is less than 40 feet in width, down to no more than 3 feet on each side yard, right? So that's the side yard. That's the modification. It's 50% and 26 feet. So when you guys looked at it, does it decrease or is it the same or it depends on the lots? Because
well,
it seems scalable, so I'm not sure.
In some zones it wasn't allowed at all.
Right, okay.
And then in the two zones where it was allowed, even they differentiated from each other.
Right.
So, but there was an opportunity to be able to have setbacks reduced to this level,
okay.
But without some of the clarity that was needed to ensure that we had consistency.
And do we know about how many lots we're talking about?
Do you remember what?
It can't be that many.
I think the number was 14 that John gave us a long time back.
That seems about right. Okay. Yeah. I just want to understand. Okay.
And from a historical standpoint, I think, as John described in the past, these were lots that very early in Curie Beach's development were kind of army barrack trying to.
Yep, yeah. 25 by 100. Yep. There's still a few down my way. I don't know how many are left.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to understand that.
Yes, sir.
I have no more questions, sir.
Okay. Any other questions on this? Or I'll entertain a motion to approve or not.
I make a motion we approve as presented.
Second that?
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And then we need to adopt. Thank you, Mr. Elder.
Thank you, Mayor.
Just keep me straight. Now we need to adopt the consistency statement for the town council.
I make a motion we adopt the consistency statement for this change.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And next I think we need to schedule a legislative hearing.
Yes.
Is that you or Jim or you? You doing that?
Okay. I'll to you. Just to give you some history on this one, we had an applicant come to us that wanted to build a residential property in the B1 business district. And in getting a very thorough understanding of the history on this one, this would be allowed today if the property, the former property, being a residential zone, had been torn down and replaced within a year. So again, really all we're doing at this point is eliminating the 1 year limitation, but also making it very clear that it's only for lots where there had been a previous residence there. It's not in any way allowed for a business to then tear down a business property and then replace with a residential unit. Separately, in the B1 district, setbacks and impervious surface and so forth, those are not as strict as they are in our residential zones. So in the event that we did have a residence built in within a business district, we're suggesting that we require the typical residential standards to be adhered to. So things around setbacks and impervious surface and so forth. So again, the lot itself would be improved per kind of residential requirements, not business requirements.
Okay. Am I right in thinking that the allowed residential use under these text amendments would be limited to one family dwellings?
Yes, sir.
What is, I'm sorry, I didn't hear
one
you.
One family dwellings.
Okay. Okay, we need to schedule a legislative hearing for this matter, this text application, at our next meeting. Just have it during the meeting like we did tonight. Okay with everyone?
Yep.
Yes. Do we need a motion for that, Beth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, somebody.
Make a motion that we schedule the hearing for the next scheduled town council meeting in March.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion aye. Passes. Okay.
And then lastly, we have the interview. process for the two open positions. And just to provide context there, I think with Tony Karbowski and Brittany Evans, we feel like we presented council with two very strong applicants. Just from a context standpoint, six people applied. Four came actually to the interview process. And we had four good candidates, but we have a unique situation where typically planning and zoning, when an opening occurs, there's an alternate member that has been to all the meetings, learning the process, does not have the opportunity to vote, but can have a great learning experience. In this case, we have both the alternate position and a full-time member position open. So whoever goes into the full-time member role will not have that benefit of that learning experience as an alternate. And so Tony Karbowski was the one that we have recommended for the full-time role. And just the reason behind that is he's the only one that has true experience from the standpoint of what planning and zoning typically becomes involved with. Tony was on the land use committee, two-year committee, had intimate involvement there to kind of get great experience and understanding, as well as attending many of the planning and zoning meetings. None of the other applicants had had that level of understanding. That said, though, Brittany Evans, very strong business career, or career, I should say, and from a applicant standpoint, just left a very positive and impressive kind of taste as far as what planning and zoning is looking for that role. And again, with Brittany potentially occupying the alternate role, gives her plenty of time to be able to gain that experience over time to be a viable full-time member.
Okay. Thank you. Tony, if you'd like to come, please come up and see if anybody has any questions for you.
Me?
Yes. Yeah. We'll open it up to the council if you have any questions or comments for Tony.
Tony, can you give us a little background on your experience with the Land Use Planning Committee? How many meetings did you attend there? And for how long were you involved in that?
I went on for like a year. I know I did miss two meetings.
I believe it went on for longer than a year. And a large part of the Land Use Committee is basically looking at our codes and ordinances and making sure in the future that we stick to those.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, I'll ask.
Yeah, I was going to say if you. Yeah, cool. I was looking to you. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll come to you next.
So, Tony, you heard at least two citizens talk. I know that I forwarded some emails that I got, so I assume you got to see them. What are your thoughts on the issue about the perceived perception of you being married to a commissioner?
Just to let you know, I did not show him those emails.
I'm sorry.
Well, I did not. He did not see the emails.
You didn't see him. I apologize. You didn't see him. Okay.
I don't share the information. He did not see the emails.
Sorry. Okay. So anyway, there were a number of other emails, but you've heard two citizens. They conveyed the issue. So what are your thoughts on it?
Well, there's five people on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mm-hmm. Five people have votes. There's five people on the town council. Five people have votes. I don't think that it. Me and my wife are going to collude. We don't own any rental property on the island. The only property on the island we have is our current house, our full-time residence. So with so many people, I don't think it's really a conflict.
And so just for everyone here and for council, all the council should know this, to every email I got, I sent back the actual link to the audio of the interview process and encouraged everyone that at least asked me about it to listen to the 51 minutes of the interview, which is online for all of our citizens that if you're interested. I don't know that I agree with everything PNZ did, Byron, but I think the interview process asked good questions and everyone got a chance to express where they were. So I just want to be clear that when citizens asked council questions, whether it's one of us or all five of us, our responsibility is to review that and then take into consideration when we vote. And so that's what I'll do. But I did send back to all those people that if you think something's unfair in the town, then feel free to listen to the actual interviews and then see if you agree with what P&Z recommended or not, right? So if you're on the fence, one way or the other, wherever this vote turns out, I encourage you to go to the 51 minutes and spend the time like I did Saturday. I don't have any other questions, okay. Sir.
John, do you have anything?
Do you have any questions?
No, I was going where Dennis was going and I was going where David was going and you answered what I had, Tony. Thank you. Thanks for willing. You follow up?
Yeah, I was at the meeting. I am liaison to the PZC and was there listening. Did not participate making any choices. I think there were four excellent applicants. I think those with relevant experience were Tony and George Thomas. Both have, as we're indicating, Tony's experience with the Land Use Plan Committee and understanding what goes on at PZC. George Thomas was a builder and for many, many years and involved in a number of things I think are relevant. From my perspective, I think it was a reasonable choice. I also liked, I was there and up front, Tony mentioned and Brittany Evans also mentioned that they had relationships. A husband who worked for the town and Connie, of course, is a member of the town council. So I think the PZC deliberated in a straightforward fashion. I don't know if in a small town like this that we have some of the issues regarding conflicts that were rightly brought forward in terms of things other than financial that can be a conflict. But in our town, residents here have been always willing and able to participate in committees. And I don't think, from my perspective, the fact that there are either spouses of employees or council members should preclude someone from serving on a committee. So I may be giving you my vote now.
Okay.
All right. We stand.
All okay. Right. So I'll.
I was at the meeting and I understand.
No, I do have another question.
Okay, yeah. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
The same question I ask every PNZ. Yeah. So two questions. What are your thoughts on variances within the town of Curie Beach?
If it's good for the whole town, it's worth it. If it's good for one person, it's not worth it.
Okay. And then secondly, where are you at on the 35-foot, since that has to be asked?
I like the 35-foot. When our relatives come, when we're driving down through Carolina Beach, I'm like, you notice how everything's nice and more residential here, and we don't have the four-story houses. And I love the 35-foot height. And my understanding is that we can't change it without going to the state.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David. Done. Any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, sure.
Just for truth and verification, I guess. I'm the town's representative to the WMPO. That's a Wilmington Urban Planning and Organization. And we deal with the federal dollars coming into the Tri-County for transportation projects. We meet once a month. That meeting starts with, do any of you members on this board, by the chairman, have a conflict of interest with any of the items in today's agenda? And then if a new item comes up, we go through that again. So there is, at least, we are paying attention to that throughout the county, throughout the elected businesses, not businesses, but the elected commissioners that sit on these boards. I'm also the town's representative to the New Hanover County Continuity of Government. And we do the same thing. We start the meeting talking about conflicts of interest. And you must recuse yourself if there's an agenda item that applies to something that you have personally have an interest in, a business, a piece of property, and things like that. So it is important for elected officials to be aware of these issues. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm the alternate member for the WMPO, and I had to go through a pretty extensive process to be an alternate member, and they check you very closely whether you could have any issues coming up. And I was rather surprised when I come back and it said they had an issue. I had a problem. They had a problem with my application, and they said it's because you own a piece of property and the road could be built by your house one day. So that was their response to it, and I guess that kind of got everything up. So it's in all forms of government, and we do take it very seriously. And if but to serve on a committee, there's nothing within the state statutes that does not allow this.
In fact, for the mayor and I, with the MPO positions, there's once a year that I'm required to fill out forms dealing with, it's almost like tax information. I have to say what my income is, where I live, how much my house is worth, and all those types of things, because of what he mentioned, having property maybe close to a road where they're going to build on or redo the road or buy part of your property or something. So the 8 years I've been on that committee, annually I'm required to submit forms and verify that this is true and correct and that type of thing. So if you want to find out about me, you can Google on the NBA.
Any other comments, concerns?
The only thing I would say, I do take conflict of interest seriously. I know the policy here. I've worked for large corporate companies for many years. I know conflict of interest. I would always recuse myself if there was a conflict, if anything we were voting on. And I did look at the applicants, and I will note that Tony Karpowski and Brittany Evans both had had lived here the longest, I think 11 and 12 years respectively. They both were very involved in community service, and I would just like to make that note in their applications.
Okay. Any other comments or anything? Entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the recommendation of the PZC for the two new candidates.
All right, we're going to do you want to do just Tony and then do Brittany? Let's
all
do
right.
That way. Let's do it that way.
Make a recommendation that we accept the PZC's motion, that we accept the PZC's recommendation to appoint Tony Karpowski as the full-time member for the PZC.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Brittany, come forward, please. Now, this is Brittany Evans. She has been recommended for the alternate's position. We'll open it for questions for you.
Thank you for your consideration.
So the same thing, do you understand what a variance is in our policy and what do you think about them?
I agree with Tony that what's best for the greater whole of our town is more important than what's best for one resident. And yeah, I'm here to learn more about the variances and the ordinances specifically. 15 and 12.
Okay. And then tell me what your understanding is of the 35-foot height limit in the town.
I understand that in the land use plan, residents expressed that they would like to maintain the 35-foot height. I agree with that. I think that is, that height limit is a part of our, it maintains and preserves the historical value of our town, as well as the culture of our town. And I know that's very important to our residents.
Okay.
I have no question.
Brittany, tell us about your other volunteer, some other volunteer things that you've been doing.
Yeah, I volunteer a lot with Island Wildlife. Tree plantings, I worked a lot in Carolina Beach helping to restore the natural wildlife habitat around the lake there, as well as beach cleanups in Kiri Beach and Carolina Beach. I have volunteered a little bit with Cape Fear River Watch to clean up estuaries and areas around the beach and the marshes. I was a volunteer, an education volunteer at the aquarium at Fort Fisher, and that's how I got into becoming a teacher for New Hanover County Schools. And now I'm County Executive Director for the Farm Service Agency for New Hanover County.
Okay. Come.
Well, further to that question, thank you so much for all the community service that you've done. How do you think that the skills that you obtained through the community service would translate into you being an effective member of the Planning and Zoning Board?
Well, I value the diversity of the citizens in Kiri Beach, and I've volunteered with a lot of different people in our town, and I think every voice matters in our community. With that said, I really am looking forward to learning and becoming more involved in planning and zoning issues.
Thank you.
Dennis or John, y'all have any questions?
I do not.
No.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. Do we have any other comments, or I'll entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept PZC's recommendation to appoint Brittany as the alternate to the committee, to the commission. Excuse me.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Brittany. I'm sure staff will get with y'all and get you the meeting schedule and you get to work. All right, next committee is Shoreline Access.
And not sworn in.
No, not in here.
It's sworn in, I think the planning zone.
Yeah, I think they get sworn in at planning zone.
At the
yeah. Shoreline Access and Beach.
So yeah, committee met this month already. A couple things I just want to mention, or one in particular, is that prior to COVID, Town Council approved the Ocean Life Project that was sponsored by the Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee, which was basically an educational program of volunteers to meet guests and residents on the beach and give a number of beach talks, talk about everything from turtles to shark's teeth to dune reconstruction, history of the town, what to do, where to go, a number of things. It was well received. COVID struck. It didn't make sense during COVID to continue that. SLAP committee is going to resurrect that and begin that program again, as well as they're going to be putting in front of council a request to do a summer program. Hopefully get started this summer, which will again be an educational program, basically mimicking what was done every week on the beach and with beach talks. So it will encompass the same sort of thing. Sharks, shells, shark's teeth, dunes.
Rip currents.
Rip currents. You know, everything that...
And I'm sure you could use some volunteers for that.
And volunteers are always welcome to that program. Just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah, in all fairness, y'all were just getting off the ground whenever COVID hit. So, glad you're starting that back. Anything else?
Yeah, that's the priority.
Okay. And Stormwater Committee, Tracy, anything?
Our last meeting was canceled due to scheduling conflicts, so we don't have that.
Okay.
Next month, though.
Gotcha, thank you. Okay, Department Head Business, Administration?
Yes. I just wanted to update you guys and let you know that we will be moving forward with the painting project. I did verify our quote. I don't have a start date yet, but we have gone forward with it. I'm just waiting for them to hear when they can put us on the list. I've asked them to start outside first and then work their way inside. We are at, let's see, 204 parking passes sold so far. So it's been pretty steady. And I think that's all I have.
Volunteer dinner.
Volunteer appreciation dinner is going to be March 12th at 6 p.m. at the community center. So RSVP, if you haven't already RSVP'd, let me know so I can get a head count to the caterer. That'll be another
fun-filled
evening.
All right. Thank you, Mandy. All right. Development and compliance. I think Bethany's at a conference this week. Her permit report and her violation report are in the agenda packet. If y'all have any questions, get with her. Finance, Arlen.
I just have one thing, just to let everyone know that last week we received our funding from the state for the public work program. The funds, the $1.8 million, is in the bank, and we'll continue to proceed with that project.
Okay. Now we can proceed, and you can breathe easier since we have the money in the bank. All right.
That's right.
All right. Fire Department. Ed, you're here.
Yes, sir. No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Police.
No updates, Mike. Sir.
Public Works, Jimmy?
Got one thing. Just want to let council know that Commissioner Heckler and I are meeting with the engineers tomorrow and look at the bulkhead and the walkway and discuss the scope of work with them. Actually, that's it. About around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon is when we're going to meet.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So one other thing for Public Works. Did Mr. Holworth leave?
He did.
Okay, I'll reach out and talk to him about this issue for council. But as I sent the council paperwork about meters earlier this evening, our meters do not read high. When they stop working, they read low. Traditionally, these meters are only put in 2019. And while we've had failures, the failures are just like you expect for all other water meters, which is they stop reading or read low. But I will reach out to him. Looking at all the details in this, it looks like when we went out in November, there was potentially irrigation issues. At least that's what it looks like from the documentation. That will not solve this total problem, but it could help half the problem. So, Beth, if you can send me his phone number, I assume we have it.
I have it.
Or the mayor will give it to me and I'll reach out to him.
I'll be glad to.
Assuming council is okay with that course of action.
Yeah, and in fairness, I mean, I've told him every bit of this and he didn't accept my communication with him. And his next step was to come here to the town council meeting.
Well, he could have waited. I said I was going to address it at PNC. But I will be glad to reach out to him.
Yeah.
But he's not going to totally like the answer just for council's information. That's all for public works.
Okay. Recreation, Nikki?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a quick update. So the Polar Plunge was Saturday. It was great to see so many locals in attendance and participating, so thank you all for that. It was their largest event in terms of participation. They had over 1,000 people who participated in the run, walk, or plunge. And I think last year was their highest previous, and it was like 670. So it was a huge increase this year. And it was also their largest in terms of their fundraising goals. So it was a huge success for them. With that being said, there's a lot of work that goes into that event. And I just wanted to publicly thank the other town departments who helped put that into fruition. So Public Works, Police, and Fire Departments, thank you for all your work that you contributed to help make that event what it was.
I received a phone call this morning from the CEO of Special Olympics North Carolina, just to see if I'd attended. Wanted to make sure if I'd attended. And not only is it the largest New Hanover County, it's the largest ever in the state of North Carolina. So New Hanover County is really knocking it out of the park, and this provides a lot of funding for all the athletes in the county. It doesn't cost them a dime to participate. So I'm glad to say Curie Beach is the home of this event. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you, Nikki. Thank you for everybody for your department's hard work and everything. Okay, no old business to go over tonight. New business, resolution there, Mr. Attorney.
Yes, sir, thank you, Mayor. We're going to talk about two things that relate to the public works building project. By statute, certain building projects in the public works building fits into this category. The town needs to adopt participation goals for historically underutilized businesses hub, what we'll call it from here on out. It's a 10% verifiable goal. It's an aspirational goal in the sense that this is a formal bidding process and the contract will be awarded to the lowest responsive bidder, regardless of hub. But in order for the bid to be responsive to get into consideration by the town, the bidder would have to demonstrate on the forms that will be included in the bid package their utilization of hub businesses. And they have to score, I think, at least 50 on that scorecard in order to be considered as a responsive bid. So what you've got in front of you is a resolution establishing that 10% goal and instructing staff to develop another aspect of the hub requirements, which is an outreach program, which Mandy and I and Drew have been working on. So if you could entertain a motion to, I'll answer any questions you might have, but if you're ready, you can entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
Any questions for Jim?
Any questions, sir?
Good work, sir.
Thank you.
So, keep from having to read this. Jim basically said everything in the, if you want, somebody wants to make a motion, adopt it by reference.
I make a motion that we adopt resolution R24-02 hub goals by reference.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any questions, concern? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. Now we have one other resolution related to this building project, and that is to establish a pre-qualification process and policy. And the best way to explain that is this. Number one, the pre-qualification process is statutorily authorized for that particular project, so we can do this. We've got legislative authority to do it. And the difference, what it accomplishes is realized by comparing a typical formal bid process to a bid process where you pre-qualify the contractors. In the first one, the wide open formal bid process, the lowest responsive bid has to be honored for the contract award regardless of their experience. They might come in as bridge builders, I'm just making this up, but have the lowest responsible bid. When you're really looking for someone that is skilled in, has experience with a particular building project, we've got in mind, the public works building. For the pre-qualification process, you actually invite contractors to apply for the pre-qualification rating. It's based on a scoring system. Again, Drew is working on the criteria for that, and it'll be included in the application process. And based on their score, some contractors will be pre-qualified and some won't. And of course, the score is based on experience with similar projects like this. Also, utilization of hub business is interesting enough. So when you get your pre-qualified contractors, that pool of pre-qualified contractors are the only contractors that get the bid package. So it's not wide open. It's limited to people that have experience with the projects that we want them to have the experience with. So this particular resolution establishes that process and instructs staff to develop the pre-qualification policy, criteria, et cetera. And again, Mandy, Drew, and I are working on that as we speak.
Okay. Any questions, guys?
Yes, sir.
Makes sense.
Make a motion that we approve Resolution 24-03, pre-qualification policy and procedure by reference.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Motion passes. We have one last bit of new business. Guys, at the last, at our last TDA meeting, the firm that was hired to do the New Hanover County Destination Master Plan was started. Part of that process is taking a little bit deeper dive into all the beach communities with an additional cost of $15,000 per community. They're asking us to for approval to spend that money. It's in the rollover money from last year. Their budget's a little bit different than our budgets. It doesn't go right into to a general fund or something like that, a fund balance. It does go what they call into to rollover. So the money's there. It won't cost us anything, but it'll give us a deeper dive into the marketing and long-term master plan for our community. So I'm asking for your permission to move forward with that.
How many communities are in that?
It'll be the four beach communities.
Oh, just the four beach?
The four beach communities.
And Wilmington.
Well, yeah. And then I think Wilmington and the non-incorporated areas have a separate one. But for $15,000 a piece, the beach communities will have a little deeper dive. And I've heard from the other communities are doing this.
Is this in this consistent with our marketing committee's plans? They were talking about a deeper, more focused approach.
Focused approach, yeah. This will give them the information that they need. And Connie and I met with Kim Huffman and one of her staff about this and went through some of the stuff. And then, like I said, at last month's TDA meeting, we started the master planning process with the agency. So we have. We're heavily involved with this on a monthly basis.
And this doesn't come out of our budget?
It doesn't come out of our budget at all. We just have to say, yes, we want it done.
Yep, okay.
I think it's a great idea because it gets more specific to getting people to Curry Beach as opposed to when they just say Wilmington.
Yeah.
You really want them to take a deeper dive into each individual.
Each community is different.
Yeah, each community is different, absolutely.
Okay. I will need a motion to approve this.
Make a motion we approve the TDA request for $15,000 for the Tourism Master Plan, version 2.0.
Okay. Motion.
I second.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, guys. That's all our new business. First of all, Mayor updates real quick. Somewhere down the road, Matsu will start control burns on this side of the river. They've already started them on the other side. And kind of the, what was that, Chief? It was Chief Kennedy. It was about, the southwest corner of their property where they had little small control burns over there in Brunswick County. But if it's close or we think it's going to impact our community with any smell of smoke, or anything like that, and especially if it's on our side of the Cape Fear, we're going to definitely send out notifications and stuff on it. I think they'll get to us at some point. I think that's more their focus over there now. And one last thing I have is Coffee with the Mayor will be Saturday from 9 to 11. All right. Dennis, you have anything?
Question on the controlled burns. Yeah. Have they done controlled burns here on this side of the river?
No, sir. I've reached out to the burn boss as well to see when Curry Beach would be on the schedule. And due to the mastication, it's not even on their outlook at this time. So I'm hoping to get some rough estimates sooner rather than later so that way they can at least give us some months. But I've included council in their email.
Right.
They send it out on a daily basis.
Would they be doing this basically on the west side of Dow, because they're doing the mastication on the right side of Dow, or on the east side of Dow?
That's
so
correct.
The control burns would be on west side most likely, or?
Yes, sir. When I spoke to him originally, wherever they masticate, they plan to burn.
Oh, they plan to burn.
They plan to burn, yes. They're taking the fuel out so it doesn't cause such a hot fire and end up burning the lower part.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Okay. David?
I think, you know, in 2 months we'll be doing hurricane stuff again, but that's 2 months.
2 months from now.
For the commissioners, I'll send you some training requirements. So the federal FEMA has some updated training. We have to look at what people have, and then there'll be some training, online training for council and potentially some of the department heads.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
So yes.
One other thing, just I think public should know. We have advertised for a new building inspector. We have several applications have come in. Those are under review now. So hopefully we'll find a candidate for a building inspector.
John?
I think everybody's aware that they're working on the Cape Fear Memorial Bridge. The eastbound, in other words, coming from that side of the river over to this side, is currently closed and will be for another month, month and a half, and then they'll switch to the western bound, us going over that way, and close that for 10 weeks or so as they repair the girders underneath and the that steel decking in that middle part. So just be aware, if you get ready to go that way on a trip, to check. There's a lot of information out on the internet regarding the status of the bridge and the best way to get around. You've probably seen, if you've been up past the college in the last few days to a couple of weeks, a lot of big trucks now are coming down through town to get to the port rather than across the bridge. So just be aware that your traffic flow is going to be hampered for several months.
Connie?
Nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sure.